Welcome to Invasion of Privacy. I'm Kate Wolf, and today I have returning guest Vita Byrne is here.
What's up, y'all?
Hi, Vita.
Hi.
You were on Invasion of Privacy, I think about 2.5, 3 years ago.
Yeah, I think it was like one of the first ones.
Yes.
Yeah.
And we talked, I think it was called Bisexual in the City for anyone who wants to go back. I should go back and listen to it.
Oh my gosh.
And yeah, we talked about your sexuality, which, yeah, we don't need to get into today unless you want to get into it. But yeah, we just talked about, it's so funny because I feel like since that podcast, not that our podcast did it, I don't mean that kind of thing.
Changed you.
But I feel like being bisexual isn't even like a thing. Like, I feel like almost everyone kind of is like, yeah, sexuality is a spectrum. Thank God. Like, I think people are starting to claim
that
more.
That's, yeah.
Maybe that's just New York City. But I think more, I think even dudes are getting a little bit looser. Not necessarily that they're acting on it, but I think even dudes are kind of like, yeah, I find that dude hot sometimes. You know, like, it's not as big of a deal.
Yeah. I mean, we definitely live in like a very progressive city and area. So.
Yeah, I'm sure it's not
like that.
Maybe
like
in the Midwest,
where we are, yeah,
it's still like, I ain't gay. I can't tell you if he's handsome.
Oh gosh, yeah.
You can say if a dude's like, I think everyone can say if a dude's handsome or not. Like,
I think that's hot. I think that's like the mark of someone that's actually really confident in their sexuality. Is like, yo, that dude's good looking. Like, yeah, he is.
Yeah, you don't have to be like, yo, I want to suck that dude's
gay.
Dick.
Yeah, it's like, okay, well, we get it. We get it.
Yeah, you can
no
just say
that.
Exactly. But I think like that's like, it's like from 0 to 100. Like, you can say a dude's handsome without you wanting to suck his dick.
Yeah, totally. And
I
ladies
have some,
too.
Exactly. I have actually, sorry, I'm still adjusting levels. I have some guy friends that I think are very handsome, but I don't want to have sex with them.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like, why couldn't a guy say if a dude's handsome? It doesn't mean you want the pee pee in the mouth. I try to say it better than like,
might,
suck dick.
Knows? You know, they might.
Well, yeah, whatever they want, whatever. The point is everyone do you.
Yes.
And people also can, like, you can be in the mood to, like, suck pee-pee for, it sounds so gross. So it sounds so pedophile when I say suck pee-pee.
Yeah, it does.
You can want to suck penis for, like, a year and then not want, like, you can go through phases, too. I feel
dick
like.
Sucking phases, yep.
Yeah, but, like, I feel like, I don't know. I feel like people feel like they have to solidify as what they want in general. And like, you can want to switch your job, sexuality, like you're allowed to be whoever you are in that moment.
Yeah. Yeah. I think society is like big on defining things and putting people into like categories.
Yeah. It's a Bomberville Nation station, you know?
Yeah, bro.
Ticket to Funville. Getting out of Bomberville Nation station, please. I don't think so. Thank you for being my friend.
Yes.
So Vita came over from Manhattan to New Jersey.
Woo.
We ate at Chipotle, which is
it's freaking delicious.
Fine dining, one of my favorite places
Very
to eat.
Very classy.
And we went to a park and did a really awesome hike. And we got some nice sunshine in.
A little sunburn action on
caught
the shoulders.
Caught up. Yes, both of us.
Very sexy.
Well, we got to catch up because we haven't really talked much, but this is what I was saying too, like I have a lot of friends who I don't necessarily talk to all the time, but like there's that deep bond of like, you know, I love you, you know, I've got your back. But like even some childhood friends where we can go like months or years even, but then when we reconnect it's like no time has passed. And that's how I feel like it is with me and you. It's
yeah,
like
totally, I agree. Like some people you just have that kind of bond where you don't have to talk every day. Doesn't mean you're like less close or
well, you just can go through phases. Yeah. Like, you know, like you and I can end up texting a lot for a month and then, well, you might even be traveling. Who knows? So it's like,
yeah.
I just feel like there has to be a little bit more room in some of our dynamics. But I think that's also shifting in our collective. It's like this definition thing. It's like, wait, if you're one of my closest friends, we are supposed to dot, dot, dot. And it's like, you're just actually allowed to be who you are. And I've talked about like the bridal shower, baby shower thing, but like you can also not go to things like that if it do you know what I mean, like we shouldn't define friendship as this is what you need to do and actually just be like, yo, I love you, I care about you, so like what do you actually want? Oh, and what do you actually want? Like true intimacy is freedom. Didn't make that up, that is by Brenda Carter Blessings, but that's for romance and for just friendships in general. It's not about like forcing people to do things they don't want to do. It's like, who are you, what do you enjoy, you know? Anyway, thanks.
Love it. Support it.
Let's talk about Ariana Grande and Pete Davidson real quick.
Oh my gosh. Yes.
I feel like you just found out about this, correct? Yeah. So I informed Vita, but you like it. You're into it.
Yes.
Because at first you were like, wait, who's Pete Davidson? And I was like, yo, the dude, the young dude from SNL.
And then I lost it.
And Pete and I did comedy when, I think when we both first started out, we did a lot of shows together at Broadway Comedy Club. And
oh my gosh, yes.
He's a great dude. Very funny, very talented. And I just love him and Ariana being together. And I love how like they got engaged after 2-3 weeks, which makes me happy. I can't do
when
something
you know,
like that.
You know.
After 2 called off weddings, you used up your get out of free jail cards. Like, but I just love the beautiful, impulsive nature that's going on. Yeah. It's crazy. It's wild. And they both have tattoos of each other's stuff already. Like,
oh my gosh.
They just went for it. And I'm just really down. Well, I'm just about people being true to who they are. And like, it's funny how their romance is triggering so many people. Like, so many people are like, oh, that's going to bomb. And you know what I mean? Like, and it's like, look, who knows what's going to happen? But so many people who've had that kind of romance blow up in their face, they're like, you can hear the people who are just like, oh,
resentment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That didn't work for me. It can't work for anyone. Like, and it's
no one
like,
can be happy because I was unhappy. Yeah.
Yeah. I settled for this love. It always goes to this weird Southern, my accents. I settled for this weird bitch I hate. Y'all need to do that too. That's like such an extreme. I hope there are not many people like that out there.
I just imagine that voice is like some guy who's like the groundskeeper at like a graveyard or something. Mm. Just like,
what state?
Ooh, I don't know. Maybe Georgia.
Did you see me not drink tea properly? I just spilled it all.
Scalding
that's
water.
What I get. Yeah, that's what I get for making fun of an accent.
Instant
just
karma.
Just dump a whole cup of tea on me. Yeah, I made tea for me and Vita, and I just spilled a little. I dribbled it out of my mouth onto my lap. Thank God it's not. Thank God I put 2 heart-shaped ice cubes in both of our.
Oh, thank God. God bless. She otherwise, actually gave me a cup that says, "I'm not always a bitch. Just kidding. Go fuck yourself." It's poetry.
My friend Kyle Ocasio, she's an amazing comic. She gave that to me, and I love it. Look, my voice changes. You just feel like better. You're 5 having a cup like that. You feel like such a bad girl. You know, you're like, oh my God, I have a cup that says bitch
like a
and
bad
fuck.
Girl. Yeah. Shit.
Guess what, guys? I'm bad. I have a teacup that says, I'm not always a bitch. Just kidding. Go fuck yourself. So I'm dangerous.
Yes. Love it. Love it. Queen.
I think Shane drank out of it once and that was like killing me. Like, ooh. I was dying laughing the whole time. It's so funny. It's such a good mug. Okay. Anyway, I'm not suffering from 3rd-degree burns, everyone. I know you guys were concerned about the tea in my lap, but I'm okay.
She's rolling around on the floor right now. Oh, yeah. Just for the listeners.
Putting powder on me. Okay. So huge fan of Ariana and Pete together. Needed to get that out there. I would also like to discuss, I had a fight with an old vegan friend.
Oh, God.
So I was in the vegan community, as you know, Vita, years ago. Okay. And first of all, I'm vegetarian and I'm a huge animal rights activist. Now, here's one thing. When people hear that I'm vegetarian, I've had a couple listeners be like, you say you're vegetarian, but like you've had fish every now and then. Let me just address this. We're into this whole thing of like definitions. I know that vegetarian means you don't eat any meat, including fish. I'm aware of that. I am a vegetarian 99.5% of the time. I only have fish when my body is literally feeling like if I don't, what do you call
need
it?
Those vitamins.
Yeah, like there's like a
deficiency.
Yes, thank you. I was going to say defunction. I was like, that is not the word.
A little defunction.
A little defunction going on.
A little bit of defunction.
But like, I do feel that way. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to do this. I don't like doing it. It actually still hurts my essence to do it. But I do what my body, if my body feels like, yo, you need this, I do it. Very, very rarely. But what I don't like is people thinking, once again, you have to adhere to this diet. Like, I'm a vegetarian. My intent is there to help end animal suffering with a lot of other people. But that doesn't mean, okay, let me get into the fight. So I posted this video about Anthony Bourdain, who, those of you who don't know, although most do, him and Kate Spade both committed suicide in the same week. Ugh, awful.
I love him.
I didn't really know him very much, but I'm seeing all these pictures of him post up. And then this video comes up and it was a little clip from his show where he went to Palestine and went into some Palestinian homes and showed them cooking. And it was a beautiful message. He was trying to humanize Palestinians, because in the whole Israel-Palestine conflict, either side makes it like the other side, they're not humans anymore. Mm-hmm. And I love when any side, Israeli or Palestinian, try to see the other quote-unquote side. So this video to me was very beautiful in trying to show, like, these are humans that are getting blown up. Same with Israelis. I want the conflict to end on both sides. I'm not in picking sides there. And then people like to be like, oh, but did you hear that? No, I get it. I know both sides have done some fucked up shit. I want it to end without blaming, you know, like, it's a cycle of violence. But I love the video because it was coming from the right place. So I share it, not knowing very much about him. So this guy who I know from the vegan community, nice dude, don't know him incredibly well, especially anymore. He posts under it about this guy said one nice thing with this video, but like, how can you condone him essentially when he's like celebrates murdering animals on his show and personally? And I just wrote, like, dear Christ, is this how you try to, quote unquote, convert meat eaters? Because for me, and then we get into this big back and forth. It's deleted, whatever. But, you know, for me, what's frustrating is I really am for animal rights. Like, I'm hardcore. I used to do PETA protests outside KFC until I felt that there was another way, not just to help end animal abuse, but all sorts of dysfunction in our collective. But I can tell you what, from going to different protests and hanging out with different vegans, the way to not do it is yelling at people that meat is murder, or when someone's wearing a fur coat, calling them a fur whore. Both of those methods, I feel, are not the
effective
way.
Yeah, no, totally.
But some people actually think that, but they'll be like, oh, but to me, meat is murder. I don't even want to go there. Meat maybe is murder. Murder's a interesting term, because we have people from the army going overseas and killing, but that's not murder. That's defending a country, quote unquote. You know what I'm saying? Like, although I don't necessarily agree with that either. To me, is eating animals murder? Maybe, maybe not. I don't think it's that simple. I don't think yelling at it wouldn't even have helped to yell at a Nazi.
Yeah,
what you're doing is murder. I'm not, obviously what the Nazis did is 100% murder. We want to change this together. The Nazis did not think they were doing anything wrong. They were, but they didn't think it. The way to get people to change is, yes, you want to fight the thing, the cause, the hatred, but it's not, unfortunately, through yelling. And I've had to learn that in my personal life.
Yeah.
Yelling at someone to do something, their defenses go up. So once again, those of you trying to go for a cause, I love that. I love it. But when you yell at people, the message does not sink in.
Or just anger in general. Like, anger's not solving problems.
Well, how do you channel your anger when you get angry? What do you do? Because I still think you have to channel it.
That's a tough question. I, like, don't
get do not channel
angry.
It? You yeah. don't?
I, like, that's, like, an issue.
I get
it's, like,
even.
I'm working.
No, I just burn their cars.
Bitch. Yeah. No, I like anger, like, scares me as an emotion. So I don't really like, every time I feel it, I like push it deep down, which is like super unhealthy, I'm sure. But like, I don't.
Oh, so you maybe need to find how to.
I get like, I'll get annoyed at things, or like,
can you give me an example of something you've been really annoyed at that you're able to share? You feel comfortable sharing?
Oh, like traffic, or just like people cutting me off, and I'll be like, oh, like, that's a bummer. But I won't be like, get the fuck out of my way. Like, fuck you.
Oh, I had to do a lot of work to get away from that. I was. I used to
be
that.
But I'll be like, that's a bummer. And then like, yeah, I just don't think anger is like helpful at all.
Effective.
Like, I don't understand it.
I definitely understand it. But I've done a lot of work, especially with like my rapping and stuff, where Real has helped it flow out into a different kind of way. But I do feel like, because a lot of people are raging inside, and it's not bad. It's just, it reminds me of like a volcano, you know, like things have to erupt at a certain point, whether it's within you or it could erupt in your like external circumstances.
Yeah.
So when you hold things in, you might find yourself with other things, like other chaos coming in to try to represent that emotion. So I try my best to sit with my anger. Like I don't really get that crazy road rage anymore. But what happens is like if someone cuts me off, I'll feel it. And I'll let it swim through my body, that emotion and energy, and just really sit with it, breathe with it. Mm-hmm. And then it passes, whereas like in the past, it was, oh man. Like I would fight with truck drivers.
Yeah, oh my God, amazing.
Until I was like, I could get murdered. I'm going to stop.
You might pull out a gun. Yep. Yeah, I think my, for me, like anger manifests as anxiety or like being hurt. Like if I'm feeling angry with like a situation, like if I think like someone's wronged me, like one of my friends, I'll just get really anxious about it until, you know, I have to talk about it. So I'll be like, let's talk about this. And then it'll come out as like being hurt by the person's actions instead of being mad at what they've done. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, everyone has their own way of processing and handling emotions. You've always been very calm since I've known you. Vita and I lived together for about 3 or 4 months, and you were super easy to live with. I mean, you're so independent, and you really do. I'm sure it's not all positive in the sense of maybe you just don't also express. So you could have maybe hated me a little bit and never would know.
No, you'd know.
I'd okay.
Like, hey, by the way, I hate you.
No, you
but
wouldn't
just, like,
though.
Super chill, but it'd still be there.
Well, I think we just lived together well because we were both clean, but not like obsessively clean.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, so it worked because no one made a huge mess. And first of all, Brandis was the easiest,
Angel.
Most amazing. Yeah. She just like, I'd come out and she'd just be like sweeping for no reason. Like, ugh. I have to have her on soon. She's awesome. Brandis. Yeah. Forever. I lived with her for like 5 years and she was just like the ultimate.
I saw her twice. She was like a ghost. She's like a sweet.
We'll
angel
talk about
ghost.
Independent. Like she is this badass. She like ended up boxing. Like she like or was it like kickboxing or some kind of martial arts thing? I'm messing it up. But like she just became like a champion in like a year and then decided to not do it anymore. Like she's just unreal. She's that kind of a person.
Love
like
it.
Yeah. So anyway, I've had a lot of cool roommates. It was all from living in Jersey City. I feel like I had
such a good apartment though.
Yeah. Yeah, it was really cool.
So cool.
Yeah. Elizabeth and I used to call it the haven because the energy was like.
It did have such good energy.
Such healing, amazing openness. Yeah. And
lots of light.
Yeah. And I feel like that really matters is where you live really makes a difference. Like how much light you're getting, if you're in a toxic environment or not. And I think some people override it. Like some people are in like dungeony like. Places or
not.
You need to look, some of you don't have the option financially, I get that, but like as much choice as you have, light makes a difference, roommates make a difference,
you're just like making it a safe space, like it doesn't have to be, it could be like a dark cave out in the middle of nowhere, but if you work on it and like make it that space that is comforting to you and is like just like brings you joy.
Yeah, you well
it's
you
have to
it,
do the work.
It's what you said, it has to be a place where you can recharge. Cuz if you're going back to a place, and I think I only had I don't even like to shit talk at all. I had one not so great living experience with a person that I found on Craigslist. And it wasn't even that bad, but just our living styles didn't necessarily go together. She was a real sweet person. But it just ended up for me being chaotic, and I'm sure it was for her because when it's for both, even if one's feeling it, both are actually feeling it. And I think that experience, when you want to get out of a living situation that badly, I think it changes you because you're like, okay, I have to be a lot more protective over my sacred space. And I think everyone has to go through that. Some go through it a little bit more harder. Like it could be a harder lesson for some than others. Like some people literally have to get like restraining orders with certain roommates or like seriously, like especially in the New York City scene.
Oh no, I've been there.
Yeah. It can get whatever. So it's like, I think even some people who are like married to their spouse and it's not going well, like that is mm-hmm. probably affecting you more than you realize. Like, if you're living with someone where you don't even feel like you can be yourself, like, wait, who did I say? I forget who I was talking to, but they were like, do you want to get remarried? I'm like, absolutely. Like, when the love of my life and I both, like, you know, like, I would totally do that. And the person I was talking to, he goes, well, does that scare you? I'm like, as long as I feel like I can fart in front of them, I'm fine. And, like, they were dying. They're like, that's your concern? I'm like, yeah, but it represents so much. It's like, I want it to be my home. I want to be able yeah. to, like, not just fart, but, like, be who I am and not feel like when I enter my home that I have to, like, walk on eggshells or,
yeah.
you know, have my space invaded or that someone's annoyed at me. Like, you have to really be able to live together well, or it's not really a home anymore.
Yeah, totally.
So, but yeah, I don't know how many people have that yet, but I've been grateful in the last, I don't even know, I guess it's been like 2 or 3 since I've had, yeah. But yeah, especially moving out to Westfield and having like my own house with Shane, it's yeah, been like, so freaking, I don't think, I mean, I would if I had to financially, yeah. although Vita and I were just looking at this one neighborhood that has like all the mansions. It was like amazing.
$3 million every home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, okay, so this is where you're going to live. This is where I'm going to live.
And they look like gingerbread houses. They're all like just beautifully done, like little hobbit cottages.
They've got like it's like a hobbit just mansion.
Like, yeah, it's
I love it. I'm a maniac. I'm like, I know I can barely afford my rent this month. But let's look at what we're going to manifest.
Everyone's in like handmade leather shoes, like their convertibles out front. I'm like, yeah. why can't it's I ridiculous. Be part of this community?
Well, you're going to be. Vita is an incredible, amazing photographer. If you need headshots or anything like wedding stuff, whatever, what's your Instagram?
Vita Burn, VitaBurn.
Very easy. You got it. First of all, she's adorb, so you can see what she looks like. But also, you got to check out her photos. So she's going to obviously be a famous photographer. So we'll all get there. We're all going to get there. Okay, so I'm going to read an email that I got from a listener. Okay. I hope I can say your name. It's not a last name, so I hope this is okay. Actually, I'll leave it out because I didn't. Okay. Hi, Kate. My name is Beep. I love doing my own beeps. Nailed it. I'm an avid listener of Invasion of Privacy, and I love you and your quirkiness.
Aww.
Would you call me quirky? No, yes. I know I am. I get offended at that. I'm like, what? Well, by the way, I'm sorry to interrupt this email, but I ordered these ridiculous, very inexpensive shoes, but they looked so cool online, and they still are cool in their own way. But
multicolored pom-poms, people. Yeah,
they have pom-poms on them.
Every color.
I ordered these shoes, and they are the epitome of quirky. So even though I'm like, quirky, I'm like, yeah, I just thought of those freaking sandals. Okay.
Own it.
I'll have to post a picture when I wear them, everyone. Okay. I know you're a busy woman, so I'll try to make this quick. Thank you. Beep. Okay. So my entire life, I've never had a healthy relationship with my dad, though not for lack of trying. I spent the majority of 19 years trying to develop a relationship with him, but it's been to no avail. I hate to say that he's abusive, but he may be. Growing up, he used to beat me. Yeah, he's abusive.
What? Yes, he is.
Shove me into walls, yell, swear, etc. It was a difficult situation, to say the least, and I've come to resent him for it. Well, I'm 19, and he's just gotten worse, getting into hard drugs and heavy alcohol consumption. And it's made him violent and unpredictable. He scares me, and I'm really not one to scare easily, and I don't feel safe around him. So recently, I've decided to cut him out of my life, as it feels as though that's what's best for me. But everyone around me keeps telling me that I'm not allowed to do that, and that I'm his daughter. Damn. It's my job to love and take care of him. Who the fuck is giving you that advice? What? That is the worst. It seems as though I'm not allowed to do what feels right for me at this time. I was just wondering if you had any advice. Thanks for your time, and sorry the email is so long. Actually, it wasn't that long.
Very short.
Yeah, it was not. Do you want to go first?
Who are these people telling you that? Like, everything you just said that people are saying to you is completely the opposite of what you should be doing. Also, like, I'm confused why, I assume it's a she.
Yes, it is.
In the beginning of the email said, she doesn't want to say he's abusive. Like, that to me, I'm confused why you would even second guess that. Because to me, that sounds very abusive.
I don't know how much worse it can get than...
Yeah.
I mean, he's... Yeah.
Like, every kind of abuse.
Because there's a lot of emotional emotional and verbal abuse that goes on in homes, and mm-hmm. that's when people get really scared to title it as that.
Yeah.
And it can be a little bit more gray, I mm-hmm, guess.
Definitely.
But once it passes the physical thing, it's very clear. And I'm not saying that verbal and emotional abuse isn't abuse. It is. I'm just saying that can be a little bit harder to define for certain people. But yeah, that is he is clearly abusive. And I would just like to say, everyone has the right to take space away from whoever feels toxic. Mm-hmm. It's very hard still to do in this society, because we live, once again, in a society of fake martyrs, where we feel that we have to overextend ourselves, be nice. We have obligations. Oh, this person's my mother or father mm-hmm. or grandparent, step-parent. Even if you're a kid, even if you're older and your kid's being horrible to you, or everyone has a right to take space, and you don't even have to really explain it unless you want to. But you have a right to do whatever feels good for you. And also, you can add patience and time. I was just saying this to one of my clients who I love. Nothing has to be set in stone or permanent.
Exactly.
So you can take space from your father for like a month, a year. Doesn't mean it's going to always be like that, but until things shift and get resolved and feel healthier to engage, you have every right and should, from what I've just read, take space away from that person, because if he's not trying to get himself healthy, why let him take you down?
Yeah.
And people love doing that. People real, and look, I've been guilty of this with certain things.
Mm-hmm.
We all so desperately want to fill that void. The only thing that can really fill it is you, but it's very hard. Like so many of us feel that money will fill the void, or a relationship or whatever. And while money's great, love is great, a lot of things are great, at the end of the day, you have to be the one to be there for yourself. And this is a hard lesson I've had to learn over and over and over again. But until you can fill up yourself with self-love and knowing your worth, none of whatever can really get in there. And I feel like right now, until your dad looks within and fixes some things within himself, if he ever wants to, it doesn't sound like right now, at least, it's healthy to engage. And why let your energy be destroyed by something like that?
Yeah. And also, you're an adult. Like she said, she's 19. So, you know, you don't owe anyone anything. You're not like obliged to live anywhere with anyone. I think if like, regardless of who it is, if someone's making you feel unsafe, like you need to listen to your gut and like follow that instinct and get out of there, because that's just not something that you should have to like deal with.
Yeah. It's going to be so beautiful when we all start living from this place where we can speak our truth. That's huge. But also just do what feels right for us, but from a place of love. It doesn't have mm-hmm. to be from a place of spite, right? But so many of us are overextending ourselves or are hurting without saying anything. And it's like, you're allowed to be who you are. You really are allowed to do it. It's just scary when you live in a society where, look, and especially in middle school, high school, you get ostracized for being different, you know, or emotional. And it's like, we're shifting very quickly. We're waking up and realizing that we're all these emotional, sensitive, creative beings. But like, we have to be the ones that are like the forerunners of this movement and just start being like, this is who I am. That situation doesn't make me feel safe. You don't have to say it meanly. I don't feel safe right now engaging. And if the person gets mad, what do you mean? Why wouldn't you? I don't even want to have this discussion. I don't feel safe. And if that person can't handle it at all and then cuts you out, like, that's on them. But you have every right to look out for yourself and keep your space sacred.
Yeah. Yeah. And as far as like listening to what other people are saying, obviously, like when people give advice or like weigh in on other people's lives, it's often coming from a place of like their own personal experience and maybe like regrets they've had or like things that they've done where, you know, they're projecting onto the situation. It's like when someone wants to get divorced, they tell their friend and the friend is like, no, you have to stick it out. Like you have to stick it out because they're unhappy in their marriage and they just want you to like, you know, get on that level with them. So
misery loves
sometimes,
company.
Yeah. Sometimes people don't fully grasp the scope of like the entire situation and only you know like what's right for you to do.
Yes. Amen.
So
that's why, you know, advice is good to a certain degree. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, only you know your truth. And I remember when I got engaged my first time in my, I guess I was 23 when I first got engaged, I started having pretty severe panic attacks. Mm-hmm. And I was freaking out because I wanted advice. You know, is this normal? Is this, you know, what is love actually like? Because I was with a guy who was great. He was my best friend, but I wasn't feeling that fire in my loins, you mm-hmm. could say anymore. And I love that phrase. And fire in my loins. Mm. Because it's actually just such a basic way of feeling into things.
Yeah.
And look, I was like 23 too. I was like, wait, okay. Do I, you know what I mean? Like, I was like, do I really want to give up that passion at this age? Yeah. Like, not that you should at any age is what I've learned. But when I'd ask advice, it was half-half. Some people were like, oh yeah, you know, it totally means you should get out now. Like, if there's no passion, blah, blah, blah. And then other people are like, no, that's just what love is. You get bored after a while, but you still love them. And like,
it's depressing.
I got all, yeah, totally. I got so much advice. And at the end of the day, I was like, it doesn't matter. I have to, what's right for me. And I knew, it's like, I want always to be in like a romance that's alive and passionate and creative and inspiring. And like, honestly, I'd rather have like, 3 more romances that are wild than like one that's dull, you know. I would love find one that always keeps that spark going, of course, but mm-hmm. like I just at that age I was like, yeah, no, I want to feel fully alive. I don't want to do this. And it was a hard breakup because we completely loved each other. I wasn't in love, but I loved him and cared about him, so it was very, very hard to leave something that was very stable and quote unquote worked. You know, whatever worked, because it wasn't really, but it was like, but we like never really fight. But like the truth was, is I just had a lot of power in that relationship. So like the fighting was because like I was kind of ran shit.
Yeah.
Which I thought I wanted. And then I was like, no, no, no. I want it to be an equal partnership. Yeah. So it was tough getting out of it. But at the end of the day, I had to listen to me. So like as much as advice from people can be helpful, at the end of the day, you have to really feel into what feels good for you. And there's no really other way to navigate that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Totally.
Totes.
Totes
McGoatsville. By the way, Vita, since I've seen her, has like how many new tattoos? 4? 5? Since I've seen you had the Ram Dass one since I've met you. So Vita, when I met her, we kind of both connected on spirituality stuff, and she gave me, and I still have it, it's one of the most amazing books that's changed my life.
Yeah.
Gave me the book by Ram Dass,
mm-hmm. Be Here Now,
and Fantastic. It's for, you guys have to get it. It like, I remember I started reading it and I came up and I was like, I don't know what's happening, but it already changed me.
Dude, someone gave me that on the street too. That's like really how I came to have that book. Yeah.
Oh my God.
I was just like walking down the street and this dude was like, you need this. And I was like, haha, okay. And then I read it and I was like, whoa.
It's incredible. So Vita already had one, they have beautiful images in that book. So she already had one of the images tattooed on her thigh.
Mm-hmm.
But since then, you've gotten like, how many more tattoos?
Like 8. I don't
know. Yeah, a lot. And I was like,
start, you can't stop.
Well, you have this. I love how random they are, but not random. Like, I just love the quirkiness of it in a sense. Because one of them, it's almost like a band a little bit around her tricep-y area. And it's these like beautiful legs coming out of the water, like they're doing water acrobats. And then there's like a shark fin near them. So it's like so beautiful and dark at the same time. Yeah, you're like, wait, are they okay?
Shark.
They're okay, right? That shark's not going to hurt them. Okay, I mean, good.
It might. Who knows? Okay.
Well, yeah. It's like,
TBD.
Yeah, oh, God. TBD. Yeah. What's their karma? And then like right next to it is this alien spaceship that I want to get something very similar to that on me. Yeah, it's this alien spaceship that her friend did in your kitchen, you said?
In her kitchen. She does kitchen. Like stick and pokes just for fun. So it was like literally a needle with like string wrapped around it with ink.
Holy
shit. And
then
she just like, we were drinking some beers, just chilling.
What hurts more, that the poke and stick or the other kind? Yeah, it hurts more.
I guess it depends on the placement, because there are places where you have like more nerve endings. And then the time, like if you're doing a 3-hour sitting, it's like way more painful, obviously. Like the last hour, you're like, holy shit.
Really?
But the stick and poke is pretty painful. Also, just like the feeling of it, because it's slowed down, it feels like you're just like popping the balloon every time. You like kind of feel it like puncturing your skin, which kind of freaks me out. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm good right now. I do want one though. I'm like building the courage because, yeah. And then we've got the rose. You've got the rose right here. I love that placement. It's like right, what would you call this area of the arm?
Forearm?
I mean, like what? Forearm-ish. Yeah. And then she got like a whole fucking beautiful tiger on her other thigh.
Love that tiger.
Badass tattoos. Some people, you know, tattoos are so funny. I think they are very significant of different things because in some ways it deals, like you kind of have to deal with the permanence and impermanence of life when you get one, if you really think about it. Because you're like, okay, like this is forever. And then you're like, well, what is forever? You know what I mean? Yeah. Like you're like, well, this lifetime forever, because I believe we keep going. We're infinite beings. So it kind of, whether or not people realize that, getting a tattoo, it kind of brings up, okay, this is permanent. And then you're like, well, is it permanent? Because what does permanent mean? Because I've been really thinking about it, because I do want to get some tattoos soon. And as a Jewish girl, you are like, ooh, I'm defying something. But beyond that, you're also like, oh, I'm committing to this forever. But then, you know me, I'm like, well, am I? Like,
is that still a thing? Like, isn't it that you can't be buried in a Jewish cemetery? Mm-hmm. Is that still honored?
It probably depends on how religious the cemetery is. Right. I don't even plan on getting buried in a Jewish cemetery. So for me, like, it's like, honestly, I would love my body to be planted in like with that tree thing. So, so it for me, it just brings up, well, first of all, I don't have the money for it at the time. I have someone who would do it for pretty cheap, but
it's expensive.
I'm not even there at the moment, but, even if I had someone right now who's like, I'll do it for you for free, I probably would, but I'd have to get something. I'd get something small, like your alien spaceship, honestly.
Yeah.
Just to start.
Like, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Got to start small. And then once you're like, you care less, you're like, okay, just forget it.
Because that's what happens, right? You get one and then it's not as big of a deal.
Yeah. And then you get addicted.
So it's kind of like popping your tattoo cherry in a sense.
Oh, yeah. That's hot. That's hot.
I just start bleeding everywhere. I'm like, not hot. By the way, everyone, I'm getting my IUD out.
Oh, God.
In a couple weeks. I've had one in. I've had two in one at a time. So I've had one in for 10 years total. Not like one full one, but you know what I mean? One in and then another one. Yeah.
Didn't you pass out when you got it in?
Yeah.
That is
Valium right so in the leg.
Scary. Oh, yeah. God.
So I'm first of all scared as fuck to get it out. It's not as painful as getting one in. Literally, I can feel my vagina hurting as I talk about God. It. But I am scared to get it out. But also, because of my IUD, I've gotten such minimal periods because it affected them. So I'm like,
oh, I need that shit.
Yeah, you should get it. But I'm like, oh, my God, when it comes out, my body's going to be like, oh, periods are back. And it's going,
open the floodgates.
I'm not even worried about the flow, like maybe a little bit, but like I think that will regulate pretty quickly. But I used to get bad cramps that I haven't had to deal with.
Yep.
So that I'm not looking forward to.
Your body changes, like maybe you won't anymore. Well, yeah. You'll see. Yeah.
I'm going to pray to all the gods. Amitabha, Allah, Buddha, Jesus.
Take away my cramps.
Yeah, please.
Please take my cramps.
Elohim. Okay. Next topic. Okay. Do you have a topic you want to discuss, Vita? Anything weighing on your mind?
Oh, my conscience?
If not, I'll think of a topic.
Not really.
I definitely should have. I had so much stuff I wanted to talk about, and like we did so quickly. Like the whole vegan thing, like that. You know what it was? It was, this person is not a bad person, and we got into like this fight. And that's what really stuck with me, is like when you fight with someone that you like, do you know what I mean, like, but you're mad, like it does something to your brain. You're like I was thinking about it, I'm like, this is so silly on one hand, but like on the other hand, I just didn't like here. Well, he said something back to me when we were fighting, and he was like, here you are treating this person so nice, and and then you're an asshole to people trying to make a difference. I'm like, first, how am I being nice to some? I'm like, he just committed suicide. I'm not being nice to him. He's not even alive. I'm literally honoring. I wrote rest in peace. Like,
what is wrong with this
he's
guy?
He's dead. So I was like, I know how I'm like, I'm starting beef. But no, but like, do you know what I mean? I was like, this isn't me being nice or even taking his side. It's honoring his existence. And I don't think anyone's purely evil. Like, honestly, I mean, look, if Hitler died, would I do rest in peace, Hitler? No. But I didn't think of Anthony Bourdain as Hitler. But I'll tell you what, some vegans genuinely do.
Yeah.
There was one picture that did offend me of Anthony Bourdain. He had like a raw meat bone thing with meat on it, and he was holding it like it's a penis. That did I find offensive, honestly, as a vegetarian. So I was like, yo, that is like a carcass. Like, if you're eating meat in a way that like is almost Native American, where you're honoring it, you realize that it took death to get there, like, I guess to each his own, although personally I would love to see less animal consumption, obviously. So that picture did offend me, but I still felt that that other message was worth putting out there. I think I honestly might have deleted the whole video, because someone else who was like pro Israeli,
it just like started too much shit.
Yeah, it was like the vegetarian,
not at all.
It was start,
it just,
and I'm
became
like,
something it wasn't supposed to be.
I had no idea how polarizing Anthony Bourdain was as a human until I posted something honoring his life. It was pretty nuts. Did you know that? Like, did you know of him?
No, I think it's just probably just the circles I run into. It's like I don't have any of those kind of groups on my social media that would take that side, I guess. So it's kind of just like whitewashed, the same opinion.
Yeah. It's interesting because, like I said, I was once pretty close with the vegan community of New York City. There are still some individuals I really love and stay in touch with, but they're the ones that are just a little bit looser with the quote unquote rules. Like anyone, I think in general at this point, who has these strict rules to live by. And let me say something. I used to be one of those. When I first stopped eating meat, I was a lot more like, you know, offended by things. Yeah. But I think once again, it was a system going on within me.
Yeah.
And I also know, like, with my last significant relationship, I really was strict with this person, but that was my own unhealed energy system, we'll call it. Like, I wasn't allowing myself to be free in so many ways that this person represented the freedom within me that I was stifling and pushing away. So I was almost punishing that person, but in reality, I was punishing myself.
Yeah.
So like, I get it. I get the people who are living by these rules, but you got to loosen up a little bit because everyone's trying their best. And we do want to heal. We do want to grow. We do want to cause less pain and harm to the environment, animals, each other. But once again, that's through communication. It's not through like just yelling at a person. And this is not me saying I'm perfect at any of this, but I've been trying so hard to treat everything I run into as a mirror. Mm-hmm. So something that really upsets me, really hurts me, really whatever, I try my best to sit with it and say, what is this trying to teach me? What is this trying to show me?
Oh, I totally believe that.
Yeah.
Like everything's a mirror. Yeah. We've talked about this before. Yeah.
Go into it.
I was actually just zoning out for a second thinking about, it's rush hour on the New Jersey Transit PATH train.
Oh, you're fine. Because remember, we're going to skateboard for a little bit before you go back.
This is an image for you to think about.
Oh.
I just want you to think about this.
I was like, wait, you're worried about going home. We're in the middle of the podcast. And we have to skateboard. Vita looked at the skateboards. She was like, you were saying like you always kind of wanted to learn. And I'm not good at it.
I used to do it. And then I fell off the top of a half pipe and broke my wrist. And I never got back on a skateboard.
Holy shit. So you're going to be way better than me.
No, that was like when I was 11.
Oh, okay. Oh, this is going to be such a great healing experience. Because I'm such a nerd on it. Like you'll see. It. It's going to be such good baby steps back onto the skateboard. Because we're going to buy those mansions at some point.
Oh, yeah.
And we'll have a little skate park in the neighborhood.
The mansions. Yeah, the empty pool in the back. Yeah.
Oh my God. Well, I know mine has a pool. Does yours have a pool that
mine
you picked out?
Mine has a pool on the roof. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, geez. I don't know if that's safe.
Mine has three pools.
Oh my God. A pool. I guess like, you know what? I guess there are like in Manhattan, they have like those pool rooftop things.
Yes. Oh, totally. It's a thing.
Do we really need that? I mean, it's your dream house. It's your dream house.
I'm just saying,
am I being strict on your dreams? I'm just saying, why not a pool in the backyard?
I mean, you can have both.
Three. Okay, three fine. Listen, one Vita's going a little, she's going a little bigger than I imagined, but that's her life.
Anyways.
The mirror thing. I want to get into it a little bit more. I think in some ways it's obvious, but like if you have any examples you want to share, I know for me, especially with weed in my past, like I had dated at least three dudes who were like pretty, I don't want to say big because that sounds so nerdy, but like they smoked weed. Mm-hmm. And I didn't ever even get high until basically I was in my 30s. And I thought it was like, I have a joke about it now, but I like lumped weed in with like heroin and shit.
Oh, yeah.
So there was still this like very quote unquote good girl like part that like needed to be healed. And I was dating these dudes who were representing that freedom with weed that I didn't have. And now like I have a pretty healthy relationship with it. Like I do it every now and then, but like it's not, do you know what I mean? Like before it was like such a big deal to me, like don't touch it. It's a drug. And now I'm like, no, it's fine. It's plant medicine. Like it all depends on your relationship to it and how you use it. But you know, my relationships with these dudes really helped me to see that, especially like the last one, like really was healing in the way of like, I was so nerdy about these things, you know, and it was because I was just tight around it. And, you know, I'm still tight in other places. Hey. Oh my God. Okay. I know what I tell you. I had this. Okay. I've been having the best, not even like sex dreams, but like sexual romantic dreams. Because in some of them, I don't even do anything physical. There's just this tension.
Like a Can telenovela I tell
you,
type.
Let me tell you the last three dudes. Okay.
Oh God. Oh God.
No, they're it's amazing.
It's like Rasputin.
Oh my God. I don't even
know. Who apparently had a huge dick.
Wait, what?
Yeah, it's like the size of his like to his kneecap.
Okay, no thanks. Yeah. All right. I don't need to go to a doctor like after
my
this.
My forearm.
No, thank you.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. First one, Chris Hemsworth. AKA Thor.
Giant dick.
Yeah, I don't even think I saw the dick in the dream, but obviously. I mean, if he didn't, it would be so sad. Do you know what I mean? Like, I feel bad for him because everyone's like, oh, he's going to have a big one. And then if it was like mini, you'd be like, oh, I'm so sorry. Because it's worse because in comparison to his body, but I'm sure he has a great one. But he was in like my first one. I don't even think anything like physical happened, but we were in the space and like feeling each other out, even though he's married. Oh. So like Chris Hemsworth, I don't know what's going on, but like you're chilling with me in the dream world. But it was cool. Nothing physical happened. But it was like still there was a sexy air.
Nice.
Then about a week later, now I'm hanging out with Chris Pratt. Yo. One of my favorites. He is fine AF. Okay.
Was the third one also a Chris? Is this a weird Chris
thing? No. Wait till I tell you the third one. Wait, so I know, right? But like, so I'm hanging out with Chris Pratt and like we might have kissed. I don't even know, though. Mm-hmm. But, like, that was a little more datey. Like, we were chilling, though. Like, we were having fun.
Hand
like
holding?
I don't even know. I love that my version of a date is I'm like, I think he winked at me.
Oh, my
Or he had dirt
God,
in his eye. But it was
did?
Sexy.
No,
it was,
he didn't.
No, we were, like, we
Put
were hanging.
Condom,
like,
he winked at you.
I woke up kind of being like, okay. And then, now this one was the most. I had a sex dream 2 nights ago. I woke up feeling like I still gots it. It was with a young Brad Pitt, not like baby young. I ain't no perv, but like, do you know what I mean? Like 30 year old. Yeah. Like Brad Pitt.
At his peak.
We were making out. Okay. Now here's the Shane
standing
part.
Up on the couch,
think,
on the bed.
I think I had custody of
wall.
Shane. I'm going to get into this, but she wasn't there. Like he wasn't in the space, but I also felt like a bad mom.
It was like in your peripheral. Like you knew he was there somewhere.
He was in the building and I felt like I was not handling my mother duties as I should be in this dream.
You've got Brad Pitt.
It was hard.
Shane's just gonna have to wait.
It was. I felt bad.
He's older.
I felt bad in the dream. I really hope he never listens to this. It was a dream. I don't want this to happen in real life. I want to be a good mother when I date.
You are. Yes.
Okay. But okay. Well, he really better not be listening to this ever. Okay. Because I know some. I think some of his friends. I'm like, this is not okay. I am not appropriate for middle school. Look, if you're a middle schooler and you don't know my son, I don't give a fuck. You can listen to this. But like anyone who knows my son, turn this the fuck off. What are you doing? Okay. You don't need to listen to your friend's mom talk about dick. Get out of here. Every human being is sexual, but you don't need to hear your friend's mom talk about
watch
this shit.
Some porn, like,
okay.
12-year-olds.
Back
it's
up.
Fine.
Back the beep up. Okay. Beep.
Is that girl's name again?
My
just
own
keeps
beep
coming
machine.
Up.
Beep. Okay. So in this sex dream, we're like making out. We're like going whatever.
Hot.
He takes out his penis, which was a yes. It was a great one. And he couldn't get it in. I was like too tight because I had been celibate for so long. And I woke up. It didn't even go in. There was no. I'm still a virgin in the dream world. Now, we know what I mean. A 2-year celibate.
Oh my
no,
God.
No, because I've had sex in dreams. But like, you know what I mean? It couldn't. It didn't. And I was like, I woke up and I was like a little disappointed. But I was like, wait.
But also, I still got it.
Yeah. I still got it. And I was too tight for the penis. Like I was like
crushing it.
You have a very tight vagina. You probably don't want me to bring that up on the podcast, though.
It's true.
Both are true. I should not have brought that up.
No, I don't care.
Yeah, own that shit.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's tight.
And you've told me that because men at times have been like, yo,
can't get it in.
Yeah, they can't get it in.
Took like 7 tries the first time I had sex.
Well, are they foreplaying you correctly? Because
probably not.
That was honestly, love Brad Pitt. He was not foreplaying correctly in the dream. That was the ish. As I was like, listen, I'm a flower that wants to open up, but buddy,
ugh, Brad,
dudes, if you're listening, girls,
you know,
you need foreplay. Come yep. on, everyone.
Yep.
I had sex with a dude years ago who like. I felt like he had sex with me like I was he was eating a hamburger. Do you know what I mean? Like a fast food one. Like no breathing. Like yeah, I was just it's like
taking it
savor
in.
It. Yeah. Be with the boobs. Be with the lip. Like get in there, yeah. dudes. And women. I hate to just say dudes, but I think women in a stereotyping way like foreplay more. But
well, totally.
Do you think dudes rush because they think it's not going to happen? Like are they rushing because they just want to like get it in before the person changes their mind?
Oh my God, maybe.
Like, what? Why would you not savor it?
No, I think it's just, like, being naive.
Is it excitement? What do you mean by being naive?
I think, like, they actually don't know.
Oh, they just don't know.
Like, they don't get it. Yeah.
Hmm. Okay, do you have any tips for the listeners?
Tips? Just the tips? Yeah, no.
Just the tips.
Just the tips. Advice session with Vita. That's going to be my like.
I'm sorry, I didn't know it was going to turn into this.
No, I love it. You're, yes, yeah.
Dr. Vita, yes. Please give us some sex tips if you have any. I'll give some too, but I want you to start this off.
For men or for women or what do we?
Both. Bisexual in the city. Given tips.
Bisexual in the city. Yes. What really bothers me is like dudes when they rush into sex, and then you're like laying there after, and they're like, "Did you come?" And it's like, what? Like, first of all, don't wait until like the whole thing is done to ask me that. Like, I should be doing that either before you, if penetration isn't like doing it for me,
yeah,
or like during. It should be like a question that's like constantly like, are you having fun? Like, are you into, is this good for you? Like, you should be like way more verbal than like real quick have sex and then like, did you come? I just think, oof, that is like the worst thing. Like, never do that.
I kind of have a joke about that whole thing.
Oh my
right
gosh, what is it?
Where I'm like, don't you hate when a guy comes first? I feel like you've heard this one. And then like it's flaccid and he's like, what do you want me to do? What do you want me to do? I'm gonna have to wait 5 to 10. And my joke is like, imagine if it were the other way, yeah, where a girl came and our vaginas just boom shut down, yeah, closed.
So what are you gonna do?
Hey, what are you gonna do? But in the joke I'm like, it would never work, because the guy would be like, that's okay, I'll just come on your face. But, you know, I like what you're saying. And like, sometimes you can just feel into it. If you have to feel into these things. I think that's like the biggest thing is when you're making out or entering that sexual space, it's about opening up. And like, some people are too scared to really be in it and feel. But like, you can, in a sense, tell when someone's really in it. But like, I think the problem is too, a lot of people are doing sexual things with people they don't really want to be doing sexual things with.
Oh my God. Yeah, totally.
And that kind of throws the whole thing off anyway, because you don't even really want to be in the space with the person, mm-hmm, and seeing their stuff. So, but if you are doing it with the right person, like, just, yeah, being with them, feeling their body, are they responding, having communication, you know, and not just afterwards. And once again, I think foreplay is important. I think being comfortable with your body first is huge, because
oh my God, that's like,
yes,
75% of the entire thing. I like,
if you hate your body, it's gonna come through.
Totally. I didn't like have an orgasm until, for the first time ever in my life, until like a year and a half ago. I'm 27. Wow. I'll be 28 this year.
I remember when we were still living together, I don't think you had.
And I've like,
oh, you had on your own.
Been with my like my share of men and women. Never could let go enough when I was like with, yeah, a partner. To let it happen, like I had to be like the best. I was like, you need to have a good time, and I need to, like, my mission here is to like make sure that you have a good time and like remember me as like a good fuck.
You like, gave him a signed autograph.
Yeah, I'm like, boom.
As you left,
you're welcome.
I hope you had a good time.
Yeah, I hope.
Sincerely,
you had fun. Come back,
Vita Burn.
Leave tips in the hat by the door. Thank you. Yeah,
but she's not a prostitute, everyone. Not, but she will take just the tips. Hey. Clearly the name of this podcast.
Full circle. Yeah, but just because I couldn't like let go and like let them kind of like see me in that vulnerable state. And then finally, like, I found someone that I was able to do that with, and that
shout him out. No, like, I'm joking. Or her.
Definitely not.
Yeah. I just keep asking you the most invasive questions I'm not supposed to be asking. Invasion of privacy.
It. Yes. That's the whole point. Yeah. And now it's like every person, it's like possible. It's like just once you break down that wall.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's just about like getting to that space with yourself.
Yeah.
Definitely.
That's great. I'm glad you're coming.
Thanks, man.
From one friend to another.
It's great.
They should make birthday cards. Happy birthday.
Oh, they totally do. The pleasure chest.
Oh, yeah. It's, you're great, right.
Sexy cards in there.
That's not where I get my cards lately. I had to get a birthday card for Shane's friend.
Oh, no.
We had a birthday party.
Not the kind of place for that.
And but I picked out the card and it was like all these toilets with some toilet seats up and toilet seats down. And it said something like, I hope you're enjoying the ups and downs of life. Just something.
Oh, I thought it was going to be like, you're the shit. And I was like,
that's even better. Damn, that would have been awesome. No, but like, I remember coming out to the car and being like, here, Shane, this is the card I got your friend. He was like, okay, mom. Like, he's just like, you can tell he's like, my mom is so weird.
He loves it.
It's one thing if he picked that out for his friend, but like for me to be like, yeah. So it was cute. It was like a fun, they had rented, I don't even know if they rented it or not, but it was at a park and they set up some soccer goals and they played soccer and then obstacle courses. It was really cool. It's my friend Liz's son. She's been on the podcast a couple times. Nice, She's an amazing actress. And so that was yesterday. I literally, look how much sun I got today. I am fucking a lobster. Oh no. This is from like what, 2 hours?
No, it can be saved. That's like a little lotion.
This is okay.
A little lotion.
I mean,
like a little nut tomorrow.
I look.
A little brown nut.
Well, so my son, Shane, he had a soccer game this morning and their team is undefeated motherfuckers.
Yes, bitch.
The Red Storms, okay? And they've got these, like, it's not even red uniforms. They're pink, which makes me, hot pink, which makes me the happiest person in the world. It's a co-ed soccer team. Are we talking progressive or what?
Mm-hmm.
It's co-ed. The girls are just as beasts as the boys. And I will admit, I've become a full-on soccer mom. Everything I thought would never be.
Do you bring orange slices? You know?
No.
A little Capri Sun?
My ex-husband brought munchkins for all the kids for after the game. How fucking adorbs. I didn't get to have one. But I left right after and picked you up.
Yes.
But I shouldn't have had a munchkin anyway. Anyway. So I digress. But they're undefeated. And I was that mom. I was standing by the edge. Getting some dirty looks every now and then because I get into it. I'm like, let's go. Come on, Red Storm. Get after it. And then, like, of course, Shane really hit because I'm like, come on, Shane. Go for blood. Like, I'm like, I'm like a cheerleader up in that bitch. And like,
oh my God.
Jason's mom came and it was so funny because I said to her, it's her birthday today, too. So happy birthday. I'm sure she doesn't listen. But I was like, happy Father's Day. She was like, it's my birthday. I was like, and happy birthday. But I was making a joke with her because Jason's dad was in his life, but she was like the main. So I was like, well, you're the father and the mother. She was laughing. I was like, the name of your book should be My Beep Was Bigger Than Yours. No.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, so I'm saying this to my ex-mother-in-law, and she's like watching me yell. She's like, what are you doing? She was definitely like kind of laughing, kind of like, what the fuck? Because I was like in it. Like, I'm like, yes, no, go. Like, because they're undefeated. I told you this. It was like 3-0. And then it was 3-1. And then it was 3-2.
Close.
That's when shit was like, I was like, oh, hell
it up a notch.
No. I was like, they need Kate up in here. You know what I mean? They need this Kate energy because I used to be obsessed with Duke and Maryland basketball when I went there. And like, I slept out for tickets for Duke versus Maryland. Like, I was in that shit. Do you know what I mean? Slept outside in a fucking sleeping bag. Like, not a fun thing. But I, like, so I remember that game. It was like, we felt as the fans that we helped the team win. Like, that's how fucking, you know what I mean? So that thing came through. We won the national championships that year in College Park, but people were maniacs. They were like,
that's right.
They were like tearing they tore the town up. I did not appreciate that. My friend at the time, Steve, who I'm no longer friends with, we got into a lot of fights. He goes, let's bury the hatchet. When I graduated, I said, I'm not going to bury the hatchet. He goes, well, I said, bury the hatchet. I go, I'm not going to bury the hatchet. That was a fun little fight. Anyway, I look up at Steve. He was like kicking down a Papa John sign. I think that's when we stopped being friends. I was like, what the fuck? We won, motherfuckers.
I hate when people do that. No, it's such a thing now, too.
It's like, can you just go get a hug from your parents, what you really want?
Just high five, chest bump a little.
Yeah, do a choreographed dance. There's no need to tear apart the town. Anyway, but that thing came out that was like Duke Maryland, Kate, and I was like, they need me. So I was like by the side, like, yeah, let's go. Come on. It was amazing.
Wait, what was the score in the end?
Oh, at the end? 4-2, bitches.
Yeah, what?
Red storms, okay?
Red storm.
But can I tell you what a bummer? I'm gonna miss the last two playoff games. One is Wednesday night, and I'm gonna be rehearsing for my Libera musical word thing that I'm hosting. I can't miss. I have to go to the rehearsal. And then Sunday, I graduate from my spiritual school.
Yes,
so I'm gonna be there.
So fast.
So those are legit reasons why I can't make it, but maybe it's for the best because. As things
maybe
got,
Shane will secretly love it.
No, I know. As things got more hype in the game, I was like, do you know what I mean? I could feel it. I was like, I can't handle this. I was like, no, why is it so close?
Shaking.
Yeah, I was like the energy. So I was like, maybe it's best that I'm not like, I'd be one of the moms that the ref's like, get out. The mom needs You're to out. Take some yeah. space. And I'm like, what? Ref, that was a bad call. You know, anyway, Vita, thank you for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome.
Yes.
Thanks for coming out and having a fucking awesome day with me.
Hells yeah. Thanks for having me, man.
You're welcome. Where can people find you?
Instagram, I guess. Again, Vita, V-I-T-A, Burn, B-U-R-N.
Definitely follow her. Check her
follow
out.
Her at me.
And like I said, if you need headshots or anything photographed, she's the girl to go to.
I got you.
And for me, you can follow me, The Kate Wolf, on Instagram and Twitter. My website's thekatewolf.com. I need to update that schedule as I say that. Check out my album 1111. Some people have asked me recently what 1111 means. Different interpretations. One, the obvious is make a wish, but for me it's the universe showing you that there's this veil, and then it's our connection to the other side. There is so much wonder, so much magic, so much beyond what we can comprehend. And it's just like the sign that the angels are with you or other deities that we're waking up, synchronicity. It's just a beautiful message of things coming together and us evolving and waking up. No big deal. Aliens are with us.
Casual.
They're assisting. A lot of people say they don't realize how aliens are involved in spirituality, by the way. There are so many galactic societies that are assisting in this global awakening. And they're part of it. We are part of an intergalactic society, everyone. You just have forgot.
Yep.
So, truth.
Own it.
Own it. Check out Labia Game on YouTube.
So good. So good. Love it.
Unless, once again, you are my son's friend, then please do not.
Don't.
Some of his friends have found it awkward.
No.
Yeah, but one said I have bars. And I was like, well, that kid's
That's
cool.
That's right.
Yes. Yeah. That kid can hang out with you. Not that I have a choice.
Have little Timmy over. Yeah. You want to be his friend.
Shane, you can have whatever friend over as long as they think I'm a good rapper.
Yes.
And yeah, thank you guys so much for listening. The next Dragon Sorcery will be sometime in July. I don't know the date yet, but I will share that. And it might be getting filmed, so that's always fun. But yeah, thank you guys so much for listening. Bye.
Bye.